This one goes to Pittsburgh. This resident feels that Brenda Mill can do a better job with her online presence and can offer more useful tools for the sake of transparency. Online applications might be paying assessments online, purchasing pool passes online, seeing free information for pavilions, and then reserve the pavilions online. What is your take on offering tools like these to the community? And the master plan consultants identify the similarities of Brenda Mill with other non-governmental organizations. Why shouldn't the salaries of VCA staff positions be published to Brenda Mill community members, just like any other governmental agency do for their constituents?
I get two for one.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I support the idea suggested in the first one. Any way that we can make it easier for residents to access the ability to apply for things and get the things we already have in existence in terms of forms and developing a system where things can be paid online and increasingly now with local governments, which leads to the second point. Some of you heard me say many times, I believe that Brandon Mill, as was pointed out in the master plan, should really see itself as a small town. We are bigger than Ashland, both in population, we're twice as large, and in geographic area. And we should see ourselves and how our impact is with the county. And I'm not suggesting incorporation, because our benefits are such as being part of the county that would not but using our influence as the largest center of population of the entire county, and given the economics, it's going to remain that way for the foreseeable future. That's really something we need to do. We need to spend more focus, I think, on using the power to lobby our position, if you would, with the county. What was the last part of the three-part question there?
No, thank you.
It's a real tough question. I've faced this question before. I've worked in local government for almost 20 years, and there was a lot of community discussion in the community I lived in about that. I support the fact that the board has adopted a policy that we will release the salary of our community manager, which is our highest paid employee. And all employees now under state law over a certain level, and if we ever get to another employee who reaches that level, to the community. However, I do not support releasing the salaries of specific employees. These folks work for us, and quite frankly, those of us who do see the salaries, they work for us for not a lot of money. Some of them live in this community. And I've been on the receiving end as a city employee. And I've had folks want to know every single salary that every employee made. And I don't want to expose our line employees, the folks who trim the trees, who clean up the parkways, who work every day really hard to keep us looking as an attractive community, to any embarrassment. The board, you elect the board to be the stewards of the funds that we collect in the association. It's our responsibility to make sure our employees are not overpaid or paid fairly, that we respond to state law, which requires us to release information at a certain level and above. Quite frankly, I think those employees who do the hard work every day, picking up the trash, trimming the trees, emptying the trash cans, keeping our open space looking good, deserve some respect. And I think that respect means, that we respect their salary and trust the board that we will manage it well.
Okay, I'll try. There's three parts to this question, but I'm going to just kind of dovetail on what Dick said, and Dick had some very good points. I question sometimes whether or not it's really about the salary. I think more it's perhaps maybe people wouldn't question salaries if they felt as if they were getting something for their money. So, maybe it's a matter of we just need to wow a little bit more and to do some things so that people don't question, as the salaries that they make. I think that I agree with him. I don't know if there's any purpose served in, you know, exposing the employees that work at the BCA to putting their salaries out there. I mean, some people don't mind, and they don't mind if somebody knows what they make, but all it does is just cause more, you know, well, I don't think she should make that, or I don't think he should make that. Well, they don't do enough for that or whatever. And it's not really about that. I would hate to see us get to that type of a situation where we were pointing fingers and doing things like that. So I'd like to move away from that particular subject and frankly leave it as it is. I think community managers, from what I understand, her salary is public information and the rest are not. Concerning, I'm going to go ahead and take my 3 minutes to run out, but the better communication on the from the BCA and whatever, I don't know, I've not been involved in that part of the BCA to know what they're looking at next year, is what they're going to do, is how they're going to improve perhaps maybe their computer system or things to be able to address some of these things. I think it's a great question. I think that, you know, for people to be able to come and pay their pool thing online or, you know, submit an application or whatever, if that isn't currently being able to be done, I think it's a great idea. As far as the transparency, I don't know. I've been to a lot of the board meetings. They seem to be pretty transparent. I do know from an NRC standpoint that, you know, the communications has been very transparent concerning the meetings, and they do put out the bullet points from the BCA meetings, so I think they're very, you know, accurate and try and get the gist of what's going out there so that you do have relative communication. Quickly, it comes out very quickly. The NRC does a great job in communicating that. You know, should that be the BCA's responsibility? I don't know. You know, we have a volunteer organization that wants to do this, and we don't pay. I think it's great. You know, so let's embrace some of those that are willing to, you know, go out there and do that. And just so that we all know that we're working for the community. Concerning the township, I think it is true. We are probably the same size as Ashland. And perhaps maybe that's some of the focus we need to start looking at instead of it being just a community. Perhaps maybe the focus needs to be, you know, on the bigger situation concerning the commercial members and the, all the different things that are going to come about.
Okay. I won't take all 3 minutes. The first part of the question was about our online presence and the Brandon website. And the website has just continued to improve over time and have more and more information on there. As with all websites, they age. A lot of that functionality is available and might be helpful. I'm not sure how much administrative cost would be saved by being able to reserve a pavilion online. It would be neat to do, but it would require an investment in redesigning the website and then educating folks on what's available and how to use it. Again, this board or future boards may decide that that's worth the investment. I don't have enough information on that now. In terms of staff salaries, as Dick said, the law has recently been changed. The Property Owners Association Act requires the association to make available, upon request, salaries of the top five highest paid individuals whose salary is above $75,000. We comply with that. There's only one. Our staff salaries and benefits total over $1 million. $1 million out of our total budget go for staff salary costs. Benefits. So that's a significant amount, and folks are right to be concerned about where that's allocated. But as Dick also said, you elect the board to be stewards of your resources and to make sure that what we're paying is appropriate, is driven by market factors, and all the negative things that accompany released salary information are equally appropriate. So it works in the public sector, but if we don't have to, why would we expose ourselves to the negative side of releasing that information? Again, the 4 to 7 folks that are committed, we get good information. We get it from the Community Association Institute to make sure what we're paying is consistent with the marketplace, and it works. So I'd ask you and encourage you to trust 4 out of 5 of us up here, whom you elect this year, and the other 3 that remain on the board.
I'm going to touch on communications mostly because I think that's an area that is good but could be extremely the online area is vital, because that's how the majority of people that I know do everything. We buy stuff online, we're always reserving stuff online, and it's easy to implement, and I think you get a key group of people to do it, and it could be very much a volunteer effort, very much free to Brenner Mill, and just tweak a few things, and it would be easy to communicate, and if we could make it easy to use, I think it would be ideal. And I was going to point out my friend over here, Wendy, who is the PTA president over at Swift Creek Elementary. And 1 year of having her in office has changed the entire communications effort over at the elementary school. And people can volunteer in a flash. You don't have groups of people having to phone tree and call. And I don't know, that's yesterday. It means it's today. So that's ideal. And I agree, as far as the staff salaries, I don't believe that stuff needs to be public. If we're minding the law with those above the $75,000, I think that's great. But our staff is an awful lot for us, and I mean, they're just like, we don't need. If we're going to put that on the table, we should put our stuff on the table, and I don't think it's necessary. So,
I agree with Dick and all of us who spoke about the salary information. We did consider this about a year ago, I think, on board, and at that time decided that that was information that did not have to be shared. Again, I think, as Jason said, you voted for the board, and we expect the board to do the best we can to protect your interests. This year was the first time since I can remember our staff was not given any salary increase at all. And I think all of us on the board felt very badly about not any increase in salary. But we felt like the timing was such that we needed to hold it. The one thing I wanted to tell you was, even without salary increases, that we didn't have anyone on our staff to leave us. We kept everybody. Today, I think they're pretty dedicated to our community, and they're willing to work with us during hard times. For communications, I'm a PhD computer professor, so I have been in the office many times, as students put more and more on the computer. Maybe you mentioned last month or this month ago that we're looking at doing a blog, and the board is looking at what she's going to recommend. I think you'll see more and more going to the computer. I think many of us want to see that because it's so easy to do. However, it also opens up our community to a lot of other things as well. And so, Braddonville goes very slowly just to be sure that we're going to be safe and not sorry that we did too much.